Safari Club International, the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. On Saturday, May 2nd, join the Reading chapter for their 21st annual banquet to raise funds so the vital work of protecting our hunting heritage and educating youth can continue. Beginning at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center, join a fun-packed evening with games, auctions, drawings, lots of guns, and your choice of a tri-tip or chicken dinner. Safari Club International of Reading is currently planning hunts regionally and for African game, and you can find out about these and all the activities of SCI and have a great time Saturday, May 2nd. For tickets, visit scireading.org or call 530-524-3252. That number again, 524-3252. The 21st annual fundraising banquet for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International. Tickets, 524-3252.
And Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh, eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, which is always a great state of mind, a fun state of mind, the state of mind with the best music on KCNR 1416. You all know it's true. I am here today with Tracy Mann, and she's been doing Common Core here in Shasta County, and she's really been a liaison nationally with a bunch of other groups and individuals in other states who are trying to stop Common Core because that's really who the government today is kind of going after. They're going after our kids. To change their way of thinking. And that's something that we really want to talk about because the Jefferson State is not just an option for the current generation to get away from California taxes, California lack of representation, the fact that we cannot have good economic livelihoods here in the North State because of the way California runs itself. This is for our children. And we don't have the Jefferson State right now. We have kids. We all have kids, whether they're kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, cousins, the little brats down the street that keep hitting your car with rocks. We're surrounded by children, children who we're supposed to take care of, children we're supposed to make sure that they are getting a good education. And that is why we want to talk about Common Core today, because until we get the Jefferson State, our kids are still in the system. And that's really the key to it all, isn't it, Tracy?
It is. And good morning, by the way.
Good morning. We're going to keep it lively today.
Actually, you know, it's interesting. There's so many arms to this. And I think the family is actually being torn apart, mm-hmm.
not just the actual children. The family is our children, and they're our next generation. But as you watch what they're actually doing, they're pulling our families apart. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it on purpose. And it's a very sad state. But I think parents need to wake up, grandparents need to wake up and realize that it's not just the public schools. Mm-hmm. It's also the charter schools.
And that's one thing I really wanted you to touch on today is charter schools are a great option when you compare it to public schools. But there's a nefarious side to the charter school dynamic that a lot of people don't realize.
No, when I actually started finding out about the Common Core charter school, believe it or not, we went to the school board, and I was not doing too much research yet. I just started learning about this. And I had actually mentioned, along with my husband, we went to the school board meeting mm-hmm. and talked to them regarding why don't you change to a charter school. Little did I know what I was saying at the time. Because now that I've done the research, they are actually worse than the public schools, and that is the direction the government is taking us. So they're making it look like we have a choice as parents. It looks great. We have options. We have choices. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say charter public school. Charters are considered public schools. They're under the same accountability. They're under the same testing. And it's hard to fathom that when you have kids in public school and say, oh, yeah, I can pick my own curriculum if I go to a charter school. Mm-hmm. But you sign what they call an end of the year testing, which is the same testing that they will be doing in the public schools. Mm-hmm. And if you actually look at the setup at the actual California level, every state has their own charter school laws. It's quite interesting when you start digging into this. This was not a concern really of the government until just recently. And they found out that this was a way for them to have cheaper, because parents pay into this too. Mm-hmm. You have your nonprofit organizations, your huge organizations, McConnell Family.
For those
foundation,
of you local to Shasta County.
will be actually, you know, and they put into charter schools.
Yeah,
their funding is unreal. It's called EB3 or EB5 immigration is also the charter school. You put money into the states that you want, and it's run through Homeland Security, and they build a charter school. And then they turn around and lease it to the charter school of the choice. And then they turn around and get money. And then they actually give them a lease option to buy. So it's interesting how, and this is international. Mm-hmm. That could mean, you know, Russia having a school here or any type of school that they want, charter schools. Mm-hmm. So this is fully investment for the government. And they only have usually about a 7-year turnaround is what the government has actually stated. So it's interesting to see the thought process, but they're making it set up so parents think they have a choice. But in mm-hmm. reality, it's set up for a crisis. The actual public schools will go down, yeah. showing low performance. Oh, and by the way, parents pull out because of the testing mm-hmm. and go straight into the charter school
system.
Which
is the same testing system. They just don't realize it.
Exactly.
And that's the thing is a lot of people, they don't realize that the public school, of course, is publicly funded through everybody's taxes and all that. And the infrastructure is just terrible. Teachers aren't getting paid enough or they're getting paid way too much. You know, like there was a superintendent that's making $800,000. A year down in SoCal. And then the classes are getting cut. I mean, how many schools still have music? I mean, let's be honest here. Not very many of them. And so they go to the charter school where they have the music options, the mm-hmm. athletics. I mean, there's a great family that I know that has their children in a charter school. And they do their PE at the Y, and they get in-home piano lessons, a whole bunch of other stuff, and it's the charter option. But the kids are still involved in that testing, and that's where a lot of people don't really realize that charter schools, they have Title I funding.
Oh, yes.
They're a public school.
Mm-hmm, they do.
But the biggest, biggest difference is the public school has a school board mm-hmm. that is either elected or appointed where parents have access. But a charter school does not.
And that's the upsetting thing is when you start looking at the governance of charter schools, I found it very interesting. When I started reading on the charter schools, I realized that the principal is not really considered a principal. Mm-hmm. They're a director. It's a different title. It's a totally different title.
It's kind of like a college level.
Exactly. Because the colleges don't have a typical school board that the mm-hmm. parents can go to because they're actually 18 years and older.
Yeah.
And this is the same concept. So if you change the governance of these schools for parents not to have an actual say, they do not have a legit, it's an illusion that mm-hmm. there is a school board there that you can go and talk to. And this was a big big thing for a lot of people in charter schools. They truly believe that they can go to the school boards and say that they have a voice. But the report after report after report is showing no. As a matter of fact, they're creating a crisis for parents to actually pull their kids out and go this direction. This is a forced direction.
Mm-hmm. I want to say that you told me about a county in the Midwest that the government actually closed the public schools and
yes.
pushed everybody into charter.
That actually, I posted that with a lot of people. I think they posted on Facebook, Shasta okay. County against Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
It was New Orleans, actually.
Okay.
It was a natural disaster, but they came in. And they took away the public schools and put them into a charter school system. And it's the wording is very, they're called incubators.
They incubators.
And they come in and they actually, it's an organization. They mm-hmm. actually take over the governance of the school system. And it's sick. The school mm-hmm. is not what they thought it was. There is no choice. The charter schools get to pick who goes there and who doesn't. They mm-hmm. do get paid just like any other school. So if you have a learning, your English learners,
mm-hmm.
they will get paid for those. The setup is unreal. It's a whole big setup. This is a takeover. Yeah. And parents just are not seeing it. It looks great to parents. Trust me, horseback riding for the charter schools. I think that would be like I said, that was a direction we were heading. And mm-hmm. when I started, I just couldn't believe it. It was very shocking. And parents are really having a difficult time believing that they are part of the situation. I don't think all of the charter schools intended to do this. There are some good-hearted people that wanted to start the charter schools, and they came into a trap. And unfortunately, they're going to monitor. If they are not doing what the government wants, they will take the charter schools away too as well. Mm-hmm. And they will create the charter school that they want.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really sad, because I think a lot of the parents and the teachers that are involved with the charter schools don't really know what they were getting themselves into until the accountability starting this year and everything.
And that's always been the key for me, is there are a lot of really, really good people that are going to charter schools and send their kids there, the teachers there, but they don't have any control over the testing. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Oh, the testing.
She's cringing so bad over there.
The testing, it ranges between 13 to 18 hours long. They've got increments. This is just the assessments. It's the same assessments that the public schools will be doing. It's smarter balanced here in the state of California. This is your behavioral testing. This mm-hmm. is your altering testing. And I'm not going to say names over the radio, but I do have a very close friend that actually was involved with the charter schools. And she goes, well, they're just end of the year testing to see benchmarks. But the curriculum that she was using was her own curriculum. And I said, well, how does that work? How does that actually work to show a benchmark into a different curriculum? And she mm-hmm. thought about it for just a minute and went, you're kidding me. You're right. They can't compare.
When you sit down and think about it.
And it's sad, because I think that just they're so happy with the choice that they made that they maybe don't want to admit that, oh, my gosh, I just made a bad one. They're going to lose funding. Everybody's going to lose funding. It's just the way that it's set up, because mm-hmm. they got to have that carrot to create it.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, then, you know, it's like, if you take a look at what's being tested on these children, I would much rather pull my kid out and heck with the funding, because this is when you see the damage that's going to be done.
Well, to kind of drag that into Jefferson State, if the state of Jefferson were to be created, it would be up to the people to decide whether they want their public schools to take that Title I funding, right? Because a state itself, because of the way that the system of government is set up, a state can say no and refuse all of that funding. Is that true?
It is true, but you're going to have...
You're going to have all the issues that come with it.
There is not one state, even the people that opted out of this,
still
have it.
Dragged,
so the system itself, unless you totally change the education system, period, mm-hmm. do not even go with the same system, you will have to actually go backwards to go forward.
Well, arguably, that's probably what everybody should do anyway, because the way the system's set up now is it's government.
It is.
Government, the only answer to government is more government, right?
Well, and they've been doing this for a long time, too.
This isn't new.
No. And to sit and see what's going on now, but technology has taken over, too. So you got to realize that there is a bunch of things going on at mm-hmm. one time, and to have the Common Core, because mm-hmm. it's now renamed in other states. So can yeah. Jefferson, you know, state actually do that? I don't know, considering that I'm seeing states that have no say in this are actually pulled into it. The assessments are all attached.
And then you've got the college issue.
You've got colleges, like a workforce. This was all, this whole thing, there's a lot connected to this.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice
to
say.
Uphill It's another uphill battle. But it's something that we can start now. For everybody listening, you can start with your kids.
Exactly.
Because you only need 5% to opt out of this testing to make it inaccurate.
Exactly.
So it's possible to actually put a kink in the system. And that's all we need to do.
I would
right
love
now.
That. I think, you know, we had, I went to the state, California State Board, mm-hmm. and there was a kid that actually talked. Uh-huh. And, you know, they responded to that. It was amazing to see. There was a walkout, high school walkout in another state.
I heard about that.
And, you know, the kids actually can make their own difference. And, you know, the kids are actually what's driving this too as well. If the kids don't care, you know, the parents don't care, they don't relay the messages.
Yeah.
I think it's going to make a bigger difference when you have parents and families fighting this together.
And we'll talk about that here in a couple of minutes. We're going to roll on off to a break. We do have somebody on the phone, so we'll take you, Mark, in just a few minutes. This is the Jefferson State of Mind, and we will be back in just a few short minutes.
On KCNR 1460.
Junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair. California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to standandfightclubinc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Peter Pan live at the Cascade Theatre. Join Peter, Wendy, Michael and John in the high-flying, timeless Broadway musical that will whisk you away to a place where dreams are born and no one ever grows up. A perfect family show for the child in all of us. Peter Pan will have you soaring high on a wild adventure to Neverland. Come fly with us to the Cascade Theatre and experience this classic tale, Peter Pan. Purchase tickets now at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where hopefully California will just be someone we used to know. We do have somebody on our phone lines. Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm well, and you?
Doing pretty good.
You guys briefly touched on Homeland Security. I heard that mentioned. Mm-hmm. And is it true that they are literally selling charter schools to foreign individuals for $500,000, and that if they give them $500,000 to open a charter school, that they will then issue a visa to everybody in the family? And then my next question with that is, if that is so, with the Islamic threat growing worldwide, how many of these visas and schools are being sold to people in Islamic states that have Islamic backgrounds? And the other worry with that is we know how well our Homeland Security has been vetting people immigrating over here. Mm-hmm. They've done such a horrible job. I mean, you would think that this would be frightening if this is really true. And I'll hang up and take your answer over the radio.
That's going to be an answer of, oh, snap.
Yes.
That's an oh, snap moment.
Actually, it is. It is correct. He is 100% right on that. You, $1,000, it was...
Half a million.
Yeah. And the whole family gets green cards, green visas. And here's a shocker, is people have got to realize how much the actual Muslims, the Islamic, is coming in. Pearson publication.
I was about to say, I know about the textbooks.
Yes. It is all filtered in. This is bigger. Like I said, there's so many arms to this. I can sit and go so many directions with this topic.
But if you know, that means our government knows.
Oh, yes.
And they should be doing something about it. But can you touch on those textbooks? A lot of people don't know about that who's listening right now.
Pearson Publications is actually, the shareholders are, if I'm correct, I think it was 95% holders, the Islamic World Bank.
Okay.
So they have had books come through that are actually Muslim. That's why you're seeing your peers, that the Muslim peers, that they got the memorization of their philosophy. And that's why you're seeing a big push of that in some states. Some states already have those Pearson books.
Didn't Florida end up bouncing something like 17 textbooks or something
It was ridiculous. This is coming through, and whether you're in denial or not, but you got to also realize, well, if you got your charter schools, they can push whatever they want to as well in the charter schools. Mm-hmm. They're pushing this inside the school systems, and people and parents are not seeing it. We're busy too. Working.
Yeah, especially here in the North State, with the economy being as depressed as it is, how many families actually have one parent, you know, who stays at home, educates the kids, or just has a little part-time job or something, to where, you know, they are very active in their children's education. And that's not to say that full-time parents can't be. It's just that while you're at work, who's watching your children?
That's exactly right. And they're gonna set this up so their time learning too as well. So prime example is they cannot turn public schools and extend time frames. What they found out, the government has found out, that we can extend times for charter schools.
Because
they're privately owned. So what they're going to do is turn around and start school at 6:00 in the morning. Perfect for parents. I mean, just think of the up. Then pick up at 6:00. Now, during this time frame, they've actually realized that they can assess even more. They're going virtual. So a lot of your iPads, and I just wanted to mention this too. The iPads are being sold, they're not being actually sold. They're getting grants for these,
which is another form of taxes. For those of you who aren't paying attention.
So, and the government is really just setting these schools up, and charter schools actually have more of a benefit right now than the actual public schools. Mm-hmm. And like I said, they're turning around the system. So if they were to do that, they give the iPads to these charter schools, and the parents love it. They get free iPads. They get to take them home with them. Mm-hmm. But they've also already started the biometric system, which is your facial recognition, will shut off as soon as you get on to see what your child is learning and doing. It's already in Sonata. California has already started it. Mm-hmm. The districts are already, it's not mandated yet, but you and I both know that they can control that too without you and I even knowing.
Yeah.
You know, the facial recognition is already going into a lot of your phones. So,
I mean, just think of it. When you post a picture on Facebook, Facial recognition tells you, do you want to tag this person? So for those of you who think that the technology is not there, just log into Facebook, upload a photo, and it'll let you know that it's right there.
Yeah, and it's sad. It's sad that parents aren't seeing their – it has been – they're taking our families away, and they will take our kids away. I think parents need to realize that along with the technology and along with the working and along with all the stuff that we got going on in our lives, you got to look back and say our families come first. And I think we lost that. We lost that in between of the hectic lifestyle or the money we want.
Between and, picking up kids from school and going to soccer
and
practice.
And it is tough. You don't have to be that busy. You got to sit back and realize what's more important. And unfortunately, the education department is going in a different way than what I've even dreamed of. And we can do things with our kids. We can teach our children. And that was one thing that's been very hard for people, even in the groups that I know, is pulling their own kids out and realizing, oh my gosh, we can do this by ourselves without the government.
Yeah.
We can get together and do family, you know, teachings or with other groups, with other families. And it's an eye opener. We were not taught this. We were taught the opposite. We were also indoctrinated. And
that leads me to, when did Common Core really start? Like what's, I mean, I know that, you know, you got the, I think it's what the Upward Act of 2008, but before that you got No Child Left Behind. And before that you have all the other ones, but where did this really start going downhill?
Well, they've always wanted our kids. If you always think about how the kids actually, you know, what was the saying? You have my children. I think you quoted that.
Oh, Karl Marx with that, for one generation and, you know, I'll change the country. You give me three generations, I'll change the world.
Exactly. Well, there you go. It's power. Yeah. It's a very controlling power. You can control what they think, how they think by our kids. And when you have parents so busy, we're not seeing it. And some people are seeing it and what to do. Now what to do? If you see it, you need to stand up for one. And I think for two, you need to really consider where your family is financially. See if you can actually stay home. Definitely do not go into the charter system. That is what they want. It's created to do that. The assessments themselves will alter to the school districts to show low performing. It will be set up that they, and it's already starting here in Reading. It's reorganization of districts. It's reorganization of the educational governance. And it's going to happen in every state. It's already started. So California is no different. People are not seeing
it. California is probably, what, leading the charge?
They are very much so. And if you look at the superintendent's pay scales across the nation, you will find out that the states with the heavier paid superintendents are actually the ones that are pushing the so-called Common Core education reform. It does not – Common Core and educational governance or reorganization is not really – it's tied together, but it's a hidden. You got to realize that people are sitting here looking at the curriculum. And in the background, they're changing the governance, and people are not seeing that they're connected. And this is all part of the bigger takeover. When you sit and the curriculum is horrible – but it's also going, the testing, the assessments, everything is bad about it. Everybody's looking and focusing because that's what they see. They see the math coming home. They see what's going on, but they're really not taking a closer look at the bigger picture, which is the reorganization behind the scenes, the setup. And I think that's where parents got to go, oh, shoot, this is not good. So it's an eye opener for parents that are even involved with charter schools because they like their charter schools. It's hard to say that there is an issue here that we need to really look at. And I've had a fight back here in Reading with the Homeschool Network. And when you find out who's tied to that, I was a little shocked to find out who was behind the scenes. And I don't know, you know, I don't have proof, heavy proof, but when I, you know, just the just who was behind it kind of got me to wonder.
What's really going on
here? Yep, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, we're going to roll off to our second break here. If you have any questions or comments out there, call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah.
thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like Destination North State, high school football, and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I am a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world, serve its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up a notch, speed front, no strength, none matter, start to clatter with fear, fight down, high, fire in a fire, represent us every day, it's in a government for hire, at a combat site, left and west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, battle Trump, desert crop, look at that, no plane, fine, then.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where hopefully we're going to stop the end of the world as we know it, one child at a time, because we're talking about Common Core today. We're talking about the issues that are coming from all the Title I funding go to the charter schools, how the charter schools, there is no real recourse for parents, how truly homeschool is the only option that parents really have to make sure that their children are getting an education that's not going to tie them down in their futures. And that's where homeschool and charter school, we've had a couple of questions going on in the chat room of, wait a minute, my children homeschool through a charter school, and that's a little bit different than actual home school. So can you touch on that a little bit for people who are thinking, wait, what?
This is really hard. This is a subject that dear to everybody because you think you make a choice and you pull out.
And everybody wants their kids safe.
Safe. And there's nothing wrong with making mistakes. We all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. You've got to realize that we've been indoctrinated that homeschool is charter schools. Mm-hmm. We cannot teach ourselves. We cannot teach our kids. We have been indoctrinated. Even for me, it was very, very hard and still is to homeschool our children. You don't want to make mistakes. You don't want to ruin their education, but you've got to take a closer look. Charter schools are public schools. It is claimed. I think you can go on to California Association of Charter Schools. Okay. I think the wording is backwards or it will flat out say charter schools are public schools. They have mm-hmm. the same accountability. They have the same testing. They have to follow the state laws. Mm-hmm. And that is where the government took over. You've got to realize that they have an interest. They have a very high interest. They want this bad. Yeah. And they are going to take, in, even if we do homeschool, literally homeschool, you fill a private affidavit here in the state of California.
Okay.
We have a limited time frame to do that. You only have 2 weeks in October. They're setting this up. They're going to take all of our kids. So what I'm telling people is, even if you do pull out and do a private school affidavit and homeschool your kids, you've got to realize they're going to take all of our kids. They're going to fight. We will lose it.
Yeah.
They will push our
kids. So you
can't
just pull out of the system. You need to pull out of the system and make sure other people are aware of what's going on.
Exactly.
Because you need at least 5%.
And this is big. And this mm-hmm. is, this hits home to a lot of people. I've been having fight backs from a lot of charter school parents. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just telling parents, this is what's going on. You make your own choice. I'm not mad at parents that do have kids in charter schools.
Well, some people have to do something like that. They're away from family. They don't have that support
exactly.
structure. You know, that whole... The nucleus of the family is broken. Maybe they're from a broken home. You know, maybe the parents are divorced. Maybe they have children with special needs that they don't know how to teach them.
And
so there's a lot of issues. But if you can, do.
Do and do it. And find people that are doing it, too. I've noticed that people need support. We need support.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do this without support. And when you start finding out just how many people are actually pulling out, you'll be surprised. I think people are starting to realize that this is the only option, mm-hmm. but don't stop fighting. You have to keep fighting against this because we are going to be touched. They knew that people homeschool. They knew people pull out. And that's why some states you have to – that are totally different. The setups, the homeschools, there's no choice for homeschool in other states.
Sometimes,
So you got to realize that they're in a bind too. California is very lucky, but we do have to let the government know that we're doing it, which mm-hmm. is also kind of a little bit of
it makes you cringe a little.
It
bit.
Does.
Yeah.
So they know what kids are actually out of the system.
Yeah.
And they will make it to the point sooner or later
where it becomes too difficult to do it.
Yeah. But yet I'm going to continue along with other. Mm-hmm. When you start realizing who's connected to these assessments, and this is another thing that I found out just recently, that Los Angeles Unified School District mm-hmm. just had testing done for mental health problems from the kids last year. And this was in the news, and I could not believe it. But the amount of kids that had mental health issues. Now, if you think about what that setup is, it goes to CPS, mm-hmm. CDC, mental health. It goes to judicial system, and your kid is now targeted.
Yeah, they're flagged forever.
They're flagged. Well, guess what? Your family is also flagged for mental health. What does that do for gun owners?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your family's been flagged as having, or your child especially, mental health illness, you know, isn't there a law that was just put into play saying that if there is possible health or mental health issues, you know, and they're doing psychological testing on these kids behind screen doors. They're doing it at the schools.
Well, aren't teachers now allowed to notify CFS and a few of the other agencies if they believe that there may be mental health issues going on or any maybe kind of abuse?
This is not just public schools. This is charter schools too.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Well,
they
my
do.
First question is, you know, as an educator myself, I wouldn't be able to tell you the first thing about whether a child has a mental health issue or whether they're having a bad day and throwing a tantrum.
Well, and this is where your high quality teachers come in at. This is where the government wants your high quality teachers.
That's where they're changing the way that teachers are actually being taught to teach. A lot of the teachers that are being taught today, they're not being taught the actual facts of history. They're talking, let's theorize. And I love that for essays, you know, when you totally put off your homework for 3 weeks and it's due tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. the theorize concept.
It's the critical.
Doesn't work.
This whole thing is set up. Teachers are starting to see the difference. No Child Left Behind was a tweak to the system, and
terrible
I think a lot of I know teachers started seeing it. Well, they're seeing it now too.
It's terrorism for teachers. That's what it was.
They're going to get rid of the teachers. Virtual schools, and that's what it's going to.
Yeah.
So.
And we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Excellent program, ladies.
Thank you.
What
it's
I'm about
crazy.
To relate, is paraphrased, Beverly and I had a brief chat with a local school board member who had attended the National School Board Members Convention on the East Coast. I think it was in one of the Carolinas. And a couple of things that stuck with him. One of the speakers or one of the people seemed to be knowledgeable mentioned that education is a $16 billion business. He compared it to the NBA, which I think is a $6 billion. Anyway, like you were saying earlier in the program, follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
And with $16 billion at stake, Common Core and all it is doing makes sense for the stakeholders. And number two, little known fact, Huckabee, one of them, he adheres to the strongly to the idea of, well, the governors got together and they wanted the improvement in standards and so on, and he's adamant about that. He forgot to tell us where the governors had their conclave, and according to this source, it was at Bill Gates' residence, such as it is, in Seattle, and Bill Gates flew all the governors in. Now, do you think Bill Gates is doing all of this out of the goodness of his heart?
No, he's making, what, $8 billion off on those iPads and all the other technology he's, quote-unquote, donating?
Yes. So, anyway, keep up the good work. We're not in it for the money, obviously. We're in it for the kids. But unfortunately, we don't see much info from the school boards or the superintendents regarding the evils of Common Core.
Yeah.
But keep up the good work, Tracy, and maybe we'll get through. Thank you, lady. Bye.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, and that's really the key is even at Jefferson State, we found that the people who are most adamantly against it refuse to put up facts, refuse to give information, refuse to look and read at what it is that we have put together for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I sense that you probably have a very similar response from people who are against Common Core as well.
You know, at first I thought, oh, gosh, I know this, and I can't believe we're getting, you know, I can't believe Reading is just so small, and oh, my gosh.
Have you been to Reading?
Oh, yeah, I've been to the Reading. Yeah. The Reading School Board, you know, it caught me off, or the County School Board, caught me off guard. You know, I went in there a long time before I first found out about this and gave them, you know, the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And he bullied me a little bit on that. And I thought, well, son of a gun, what's going on with this? And come to find out, he is one of the top leaders in the state of California pushing this agenda.
And this is Armelino, right?
This is Armelino here in Reading. And unfortunately, it hits really hard when you realize that our little town of Reading is actually really a part of this, too. And the bigger players, there are bigger players in here. You've got your foundations, and you've got your it's corrupt. It's about money. This has nothing to do about our kids' education. And Gary is 100% right. And the government is very interested. And beyond that, United Nations, it exists. These are organizations. And these are what's taking over our children.
And that's where we, at, you know, with Jefferson State, local. Local talent, local minds, local people deciding for their children what the future is going to be, what they're going to be doing. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a minute when we come back from our break. You can call in at 605-4567, and we're going to talk a little bit more, hopefully, about homeschooling and what it means to actually homeschool in your home. Like, what curriculum can you have? How do you do it? Because people don't really do that anymore. It's only, what, 2% of educated kids
it
are
is.
Homeschooled? Or, no, 3%
actually,
now.
Actually, I think it's gotten bigger.
It's probably
I think
4
it's
or 5
bigger.
Now. Yep. So we'll go ahead and talk about that. And then we do have Red calling in. The bear has been caught by Fish and Wildlife, and he'll be talking to us about that. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair. California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Reading Mail Processing Center News Update. The Postmaster General has still not approved keeping your local mail processing center in Reading. Mail being processed in West Sacramento means up to 7 days turnaround on local mail. Checks, bill payments, medications for veterans will be delayed. It doesn't make sense. The Postmaster General can save our local mail. Email this message to the Postmaster General today. Don't send mail to Sacramento. Restore local overnight delivery. Save the Reading Mail Processing Center. Email to pmgceo@usps.gov. It's the People's Post Office. You can help save it. We need your help. Email the Postmaster General today with Save the Reading Mail Processing Center at pmgceo@usps.gov. With a message, don't send the mail to Sacramento. Restore local overnight delivery. The American Postal Workers Union and National Postal Mail Handlers Union and Five Counties Central Labor Council truly appreciate your support to keep the Reading Processing Center open. It's the People's Post Office. Let's save it.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we do always start the fire.
Yes, we do.
So we were going to talk a little bit about homeschooling for a couple minutes and then pull Robert on. So
curriculum.
Yeah. How does that work with actual homeschool, no charter involved, just you and your kids?
Believe me, there's different types of homeschooling. Okay. Unschooling is one of them, which is it's a very interesting. There's actually quite a few people have actually graduated very highly in colleges with unschooling. Mm-hmm. And that means you're not using curriculum.
At all.
You're using what you and I considered learning experiences.
Okay.
Perfect example would be like counting with eggs to cook, mm-hmm. using mathematics through cookbooks, using different things like that. You got to get creative. Mechanics
hands
101.
On.
Exactly.
Oh, hands on
me. Okay. Curriculum is also starting, and yes, there are a lot of the curriculum that are turning to Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
But you also got your other curriculums, as in your Abeka books. You can still go that direction. Very, very high qualified. But you got to realize the standards. Who makes the standards?
Yeah.
Who is telling us where our kids need to be? And this is a lot of a confusion. Homeschool is not charter school. It will never be. It was an illusion for the parents to think that they have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done a wonderful job of doing it. We can do it as parents. We did it for years ago. We trained our kids how to read. You do your phonics. Do the stuff that we remember. Read books to your kids. Do that kind of stuff. So when you do an affidavit, a school affidavit, the attendance, you still need to keep track of the attendance,
mm-hmm.
Which is very easy to do. Your kid's there. You mark them off for
the day. I hope
your
kid's there.
grading policy is the same thing. You can grade your school. You graduate your child. The SATs are no longer, believe it or not, most colleges do not take the SATs because of all the mess ups with the Common Core stuff.
Yeah.
The GED is changed to the Common Core curriculum. You can graduate your child from homeschool at your actual house. You can graduate your own child.
Okay.
So it's a different frame of mind, and I think a lot of people are not used to it, and it's mm-hmm. scary. It's a big step, and it is definitely doable.
But it's doable. So where can they go to get some more information on stuff like that?
I think this was a big thing that I had to find out. The Homeschool Network, believe it or not, was one place that you can go for questions and answers. They do have. They also, you got to realize, they have a push for charter schools. You've mm-hmm. got to keep your eyes opened. And
so maybe the Facebook page of
Shasta County against Common Core. Get involved with a lot of the groups to understand what you're getting yourself into.
Okay, so we'll quickly roll on to Robert. Good morning, Bear.
Hi, Robert.
Going pretty good. How about you? What's going on in Plumas County today? Where are you?
I'm standing here under a beautiful blue sky in the middle of God's country with a cup of coffee and enjoying the morning.
Nice.
Went really well up here in Plumas County in our town hall yesterday. And things are moving along. Had a lot of good questions, a lot of good answers, a good session. Quite a few of the people up here in Plumas are pretty informed as to the facts and the truth of what Jefferson's up to and are very supportive of it. This coming Tuesday in a couple of days, the Board of Supervisors is going to be having another meeting on the state of Jefferson and should be moving it along towards a vote here in the very near future.
Awesome. So you guys are really rolling over there.
Yeah, it is. It's going pretty well, and we're expecting good things out of Plumas. They want to go over the finances one more time. The numbers put up by Steve Baird, of course, have been vetted by the county. Strangely enough, they have a group over here that's opposed to it, opposed to the state of Jefferson, called Keep It California, and even they have vetted his numbers and have stated that the numbers are absolutely true and that thanks to the state of California, Plumas County is missing about $65 million a year out of their county budget.
Ooh, ouch. Wasn't Keep It California up in Del Norte?
Yes, it was.
I've heard that phrase before. We also ran into them
in Tehama and a little bit in Colusa.
Okay.
Strangely, they seem to be mostly made up of retired public service agents from the state of California.
Do they think they're going to lose their retirement?
I think that's one of the biggest fears. We actually had some CHP officers in the House yesterday, and they had some questions. And what they didn't understand is they thought that you had to be a resident of California to be invested in CalPERS retirement. And we explained to them that no, CalPERS is a multinational organization that handles retirement funds all over the globe.
Yeah.
You can be a member of Jefferson, working in Jefferson, and still paying into your vested CalPERS from the state of Jefferson.
Oh, wow. Well, how'd they take that one?
Well, they started buying license plates and sweatshirts after that.
Woohoo! good. That's awesome. Okay.
So we explained to them, because one of the concerns was is, well, what happens? You become the state of Jefferson and CalPERS shows up and goes, okay, now we're going to renegotiate all these contracts with the counties. And we explained to them that under Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, that you cannot alter contract law because of a change of state. We, as the state of Jefferson, could not change the employees' current contracts, and that CalPERS could not alter the contracts. Neither one of us could do it if we wanted to do so. And that we are looking at phasing out the CalPERS program through attrition, not a sudden stop of, you know, everything that you've invested for your future is just now gone.
Yeah, similar to what they're already doing, because they found that they are not going to be able to pay it all. Okay.
Well, it's unsustainable.
Yeah. All right, 20 seconds, Robert. Any last words for our Jeffersonians listening and missing you today?
Enjoy the day. It's a beautiful morning. Get out there, talk to your neighbors, talk to them about Jefferson, get support going. And in the last couple seconds, I want to throw out a happy birthday to Wynn Carpenter, the Shasta County chair there of State of Jefferson. Happy birthday, Wynn. You deserve it, and thank you for everything you do.
Awesome. Thanks, Robert. Well, this has been a great morning with Tracy Mann. Again, Shasta County against Common Core for any more information. This is the Jefferson State of Mind, and it's time that you make it yours, Jeffersonians.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Hillary Clinton getting into the presidential race today. That is the word from her aides. But she will not be getting an endorsement, at least not yet, from one of her party's all-stars, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Not until I see, and I would say this about any candidate, until I see an actual vision of where they want to go. I think she's a tremendous public servant. I think she is one of the most qualified people to ever run for this office.
He spoke to NBC TV's Meet the Press program. Meanwhile, popular Republican Marco Rubio is set to toss his hat into the ring tomorrow.
Senator Rubio will make his announcement in Miami at the iconic Freedom Tower, which has long served as an immigrant reception center. It's a site steeped in symbolism for the bilingual son of Cuban immigrants. Rubio, who is 43, is a first-term U.S. senator elected to the Senate in 2010. Previously, he was Florida's first Cuban-American House Speaker. Senator Rubio was elected to the U.S. Senate after Senator Mel Martinez announced he